This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
The Hawks win by a final score of 71-60 to improve to 15-13 overall, 8-5 in MEAC play. Doug Newton here on the Geico postgame show, joined by Dave Burden, now the head coach Bobby Collins joining us. And Bobby, a great win here at home. I want to first ask you the change in the tip-off time. Did that have anything to do with your changes in preparation and maybe another slow start for your team?
Absolutely not. I told my athletic director if we didn't have it by now, we weren't going to get it. Us getting off to a slow start, hey, that's been our mark for whatever reason. And it's something that we try to change by picking up our intensity. You know, anytime that we go to Mark Blackman and Travis Trim, those two guys really pick up our intensity, and they really give us a chance to just defend and get stops. And I'm just happy that we didn't give up 91 points tonight. And to a very good offensive team.
I wanted to ask you about Mark, because he's going to go down in the final score sheet as having 0 points on 0-2 shooting, no rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks. But he might have had the biggest impact in the game just because he got out there in the first half and everybody else had to match his intensity. He rose everybody else up with his level.
Absolutely. And that's what I try to get over to Ishak Pitts. I tell him, you know, when he run the offense, based on his cut, that's how the offense is going to be ran. If you look flat-faced, then that's how our offense is going to look. And that's been him, and it takes a while for him to get into a mix. It takes a while for him to get our team going. But I'm just pleased and proud that we were able to pull his victory out tonight versus a very hot Howard team. They're definitely a better team than what they showed tonight. We did a very good job on Daniels.
Great job.
I mean, I see
you
how
he did a great job on
shot the ball. And I know the last few times he's been here, he's scored 27, 28, 29 points, so I'm just pleased and proud that we're able to shut him down.
Yeah, but Daniel's coach only had 2 points for the basketball game. He spent a lot of time on the bench. I don't think Coach Nickelberry was too happy with him, but mostly because of our getting the grill defense, and our guards actually bothered him the entire basketball game. And
yeah,
Carlton only had 9 for the entire basketball game, and he didn't get those until shooting the free throws at the end.
Yeah, we wanted to limit their touches, and I told our guys we want to make those guys work. We wanted to limit their touches, and when they caught the ball, they was pressing for shots. And, you know, we made an adjustment, and that's the mark of a team that's going through a process of trying to get it right, and we still going through a growing process.
Yeah, also, Coach, you know, great defense and great free throw shooting. Obviously, any coach will take that any game.
Absolutely.
23 for 25. Bobby.
When Michael Myers is shooting free throws the right way, then we do shoot the ball well, because we go into him a lot, and he's getting fouled a lot. And 14 for 16?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to win a lot of ball games with him getting touches and making those free throws.
A fantastic win here against a very good Howard team. And you mentioned it. I mean, this is a nice little payback considering how Howard, you know, Carlton went off for 31 2 weeks ago. Daniel went off for 21. You limit them to 9 points combined. And instead of a 9-point defeat, it's an 11-point victory. And now you jump ahead of them in the standings. You look at all at the standings here as you now really position yourself well for a first-round bye?
Well, I look at, you know, I'm looking at the stat line right now. Devin Martin had a very quiet 23 points. But he was the key factor. Because Devin Walker was off tonight.
Right.
And then the other night, Devin Martin was off and Devin Walker was on. And Ryan Andino is just he's just a pleasant guy to watch play. And he really does well when he get those open looks for us. And we feed off of his jump shots. And the seeding, yes, down the stretch now. I tell them every game matters now. Yeah. And we're playing for seeding, and we like to be in that top three. And we have a chance to dictate our own future based on how we play and perform.
Especially against this certain stretch of the schedule. You've got Delaware State, then Howard, and then South Carolina State and Delaware State road games coming up. You look forward to those games. And obviously, looking back at the last game against Howard, didn't have Devin Martin. Today, quiet 23 points, you like to say, but he's been a key stretch in this comeback of his to propel the Hawks forward, huh?
Yeah, he just did a very good job. I'm pleased with this effort and pleased with the team that what we've done tonight. It's been a working process with this team, and we know that we still haven't reached our peak. And, hey, we may not reach our peak until the last game. Who knows?
Yep.
But no better time than then. So we still know that we still have a long ways to go, and we're a work in progress. So I'm just pleased. Thank
great
you
win, Bobby. Thank you for joining us here on the Geico postgame show. 71-60, the final score.